Today's podcast episode is brought to you by our very own annual She Did It Her Way Summit. You guys, this year we are going completely virtual, which makes me so excited because I know some of you who are across the pond, across other parts of the world, have always expressed to me that you've wanted to come in person, but for whatever reason you couldn't make it. And now we all get to hang out together because it is virtual this year. And I'm excited to share with you that we're going to be kicking off Friday, October 23rd, and going all day on Saturday, October 24th. This year, we are unpacking some of the most important topics and key things that you need to know and learn before making your ultimate leap, from understanding exactly who your customer is, how to put together a financial plan, and how to do sales and marketing along with other topics. You guys, I'm so excited to learn more and check out this year's She Did It Her Way Summit. You can head on over to shedidithersummit.com. Again, it's shedidithersummit.com. Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Hello, my beautiful She Did It Her Way listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the She Did It Her Way podcast. I'm so excited to welcome you guys and introduce you guys to the lovely Kelly Roach, who Kelly Roach transforms overworked entrepreneurs into seven-figure CEOs. With her executive Fortune 500 experience, Kelly combines timeless business principles employed by billion-dollar corporations with the speed and agility of the most powerful online marketing strategies of today. Kelly, welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast. I'm so excited to have you.
Hey, Amanda. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, I would love, with all my listeners, I love unpacking their story and how they got started, because a lot of my audience who are tuning in, they are thinking about starting their business, but maybe they're paralyzed or kind of trapped by their fears, or they're usually in the early stages of building their business. So I think it's so important to hear how other entrepreneurs got started and to hear their journey. So I would love for you to take us way, way, way back prior to even starting your business, Kelly Roach Consulting, and all of the amazing programs that you have, which I'm part of it, and I'm sure we'll get into it. But I would love for you just to take us back down memory lane.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, when I graduated from college, I studied communications. I had no idea what I wanted to do. And of course, I studied, you know, communications because I was like, you know, I'll talk to people. I don't want to be stuck behind a desk all day in spreadsheets. And, you know, when I graduated, I joined a Fortune 500 firm. And really, my goal was to learn as many marketable skills as possible that I thought could help me to create the life that I envisioned for myself, to create financial freedom, all of those things. And, you know, it was a crazy beast. I say I lived a whole life in my 20s before I turned 30, because I joined the Fortune 500 firm. I was like 21 years old. I was promoted 7 times in 8 years. I built a team of 100 people. I ended up managing 17 locations. And it was an incredible learning experience. I value so, so much every moment that I had there, because it really taught me how to be a great manager, how to be an exceptional leader, what business strategy was all about, marketing. And, you know, that's where I really fell in love with coaching, because that's your entire job as a leader, is to coach people to success, to see what's possible for them before maybe they even see or believe or know what is possible. You see it first, and then you breathe it into them and you help them see what's possible for them. So, you know, kind of climbed to the top of that mountain, learned a lot, worked really hard, first one in the office, last one out every single day. But, you know, as I, you know, matured and got close to 30 and was like, wow, you know, I met my now husband of 10 years. And, you know, we were thinking about the life that we wanted to create. I was like, wow, I don't want to be on planes, trains, and buses, working 60 hours a week, going into an office every day, traveling around the country. And I also wanted to really align my skills with work that I felt mattered and made a difference. And that was huge for me. And it's really difficult when you work for, you know, a huge corporation to see the true impact of the work that you're doing. And so for me, when I started my coaching company in 2012, it was really about taking what I had learned and bringing it to the small business market, because I saw so many people that had these big goals and these big dreams of what they wanted to achieve. And they had this passion for this craft that they were really good at, but they had no idea how to market themselves. They had no idea how to sell effectively. And I think that's one of the big reasons why so many businesses still go out of business, is that people start, they put in the hard work, they're really excited and dedicated, but they don't necessarily have the skills necessary to be successful. And that's really the gap that I've always been focused on closing in the coaching company. So that's just a little bit of kind of what led to that. But for me, you know, the fulfillment of seeing a single business owner and their family's lives be changed because they were able to learn these skills is really what like gets me out of bed in the morning, gets me excited to do what I do every single day.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that being promoted, I think you said 7 or 8 times within that time frame that you were there is obviously, I mean, and learning such skills and being able to transfer that to the small business market. Okay, I would love for you to tell us, how did you, when you had that realization that you're like, okay, I'm 30, I don't want to be on planes, trains, automobiles from the rest of my life and having to travel, what did that transition look like from that moment to, okay, I've started my coaching business, I've started this company? Because I would love to also dive into the early stages of your company, because so often we can, I think there's this, we can find someone's highlight reel, or we can find someone who's been doing it for 10 years and think, man, they have it all figured out. But yet there's so many years of ups and like highs and lows, and the problems don't go away. But so I would love if you could just share a little bit about that, of like, what did that transition look like? And then we'll dive into some of the early years.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, for me, you know, I was an executive. I was a senior vice president, and I was not of the philosophy that you burn the bridges or burn the boats, I guess, is as Tony Robbins would say. Oh, yeah. So I think the old school mentality of entrepreneurship was like, you know, you have to eliminate all other things in order to get started and really commit. And, you know, I came from a family that really struggled financially. There were 5 kids in the family. I had sacrificed immensely to get myself in a position of being financially free. And I was not in a position where I was just going to walk away from a multiple 6-figure salary that I had just worked 10 years to create for myself. And it wasn't a lack of commitment. It was wanting to be fiscally responsible and allow myself also to be in the position where I can make good financial investments in my business to grow it more quickly. And I would really emphasize for everyone listening that, number one, you know, the thing that you probably think is your biggest disadvantage as to why you can't succeed is probably the number one reason why you will. For me, I thought that I had this huge disadvantage because I was still working full-time starting my business, when in reality, because of the fact that I didn't have the luxury to waste my time, you know, and waste hours on things that didn't matter, I actually built the business so much more successfully and so much more quickly because the time that I had was only spent on revenue generating activities and really important things that were going to make a huge difference in the growth of the business. So I did start my business on the side. I literally would go out to my car on my lunch break and I would smile and dial. I would call my leads. I would do phone consultations. I would work before work. I would work on my lunch break. I would work at night. And that is how I got started. And, you know, I definitely feel like that initial kind of boot camp of needing to be so rigid and regimented with my time is what allows me. I mean, I run an 8-figure coaching company 3 days a week. I have a second company that I run called Give Her Courage with a partner. That's the other 2 days of my week. I have obviously a family and a daughter that's 6 years old and, you know, lots of other demands outside of the business. And I still go back to how I started the business and the fact that because I could not be energetically out of alignment with what needed to be done, like there was no time for procrastination, there was no time to waste energy on things that didn't matter, I still believe that that's one of the biggest reasons for my success today, And so for anyone listening that maybe you're working a full-time job, or maybe you have kids at home, or maybe you are still trying to figure out how you can fit this into your life, I would say start from where you are with what you've got. It doesn't need to be perfect, right? But you just need to get started. And, you know, you had asked and said that, you know, this is, you know, you see people's highlight reel. You know, and I think that it's so important to remember that no matter what advantages you have going into building a business, it will take time to go through all of the phases of learning and growth, regardless of what advantage or disadvantage you think that you have. And, you know, with my second company, Give Her Courage, the Courageous brand, you know, that's still very much in its infancy. And just because I have another successful business does not mean that we're skipping over all of the growing pains that come with the business building process. There's no way to skip over that. And so I would say to everyone listening, get started today, because you're going to have to go through those learning phases. You're going to have to take those steps no matter what. So you're not going to be any younger, right? You're not going to have any more energy than you have today, right? So it's like, let's get started now.
Yeah. Oh, amen. Yes. It just, that's why I always encourage all the students in my program. And that is just, if you can take some sort of action step today, you never know if, like, there is no right or wrong action step. Like, yes, we can take more intentional doing revenue generating activities, all those things, but we can't be afraid to take quote unquote the wrong step, because that's just going to paralyze us. And then we're never going to get started. And sometimes you don't know what the quote unquote right step is until you do the wrong step and take the wrong path. So I am totally with you on that. Okay. So you focused on revenue generating activities. You're just calling people, you're connecting with people. That was in 2012. When did you make, we call it the ultimate leap. So when was the deciding moment or the moment of impact that you were like, okay, I am ready to say goodbye to my multi six figure corporate job and ready to go all in my company? And then can you tell us a little bit of like what it looked like when at that moment your business, because and then we'll get into like, you know, has it changed or is it still the same offering and what did that look like?
Yeah, definitely. So for me, it was a couple of things. One, I built my business to where I was making more in the business than I was in my corporate job. Mm-hmm. And so again, mindset shift for everyone that thinks that they have to like walk away from their job and then go build a business, or that the business won't be successful unless you quit the job. That's completely a mindset. Mm-hmm. So for me, I continued doing both until the business was built to beyond the job. And so that was kind of the tipping point for me. And, you know, for me, the big decision was really like after I had Madison, right? Because it was like, at that point, it was like, okay, the reason I set all these things in motion before I even was pregnant with Madison was so that by the time she arrived in the world, that we would be able to be in a position to really have that family and lifestyle as well as financial freedom. So those were kind of the big things for me. What I would say is the biggest thing that's going to get you there the most quickly is, number one, building a team. And number two, visibility and advertising for your services. So, you know, obviously what you see us doing here today, we're recording this podcast together. I've been going on 2 to 3 podcasts every week religiously since 2014. I've never stopped. I've never taken a break. Literally, I have been working to get in front of new audiences and gain new visibility for the business consistently every single week for years now. And most business owners don't understand that you can't put up a social media profile or put out a social media post or launch your website and think that, you know, if you build it, they will come. You have to constantly be pushing yourself out in front of new people and exposing new people to the brand in order to get to the point that, you know, new people are going to discover you, and new fans and raving followers are ultimately going to become paying customers of yours, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so number one is team. Number two is visibility. So tell us, like, and I completely like braised over, like washed over this, because I know what your offers are and I know how your business works, but I am so silly that I did not even ask you, like, tell us a little bit, like what it is that you do today and describe your business. And then let's talk about the evolution of it. Did it always start like that? Or how did you, like, how did it evolve over time?
Yeah, definitely. And I would say this is a really important question and important tip for everyone listening, and I'll tell you why. When I started my business, you know, well, first of all, I was doing very heavy one-to-one coaching. And so, you know, I always recommend that when people are getting started, they build out their private practice because it's high dollar, low volume, and you can get profitable quickly so that you can reinvest in building your team and getting started with advertising. That is absolutely crucial. And that will be a tipping point for you to go full-time in your business. So that's number one. Number two is when I was building the business initially in my first couple of years, I had lots of different offers. So I remember a time where I think I was running 6 to 8 different programs. I had 2 intensives running. I had 3 different programs running. I was doing private coaching. I was doing VIP days, right? And as a new business owner, you tend to think that more is more. And as a more mature business owner, you learn that less is more. So what I would say in terms of the changes to my business, what I do and how I help people has not changed, but my level of focus absolutely has. And the thing that took us from multiple 6 to 7 to 8 figures was launching one primary offer to the market over and over again. And this is the biggest thing that I think sabotages entrepreneur success is what we like to call entrepreneurial ADD. We've all heard of it, right? It's like this month I'm excited about this program and next month I'm excited about that program and today I'm selling this and tomorrow I'm selling that. And what happens is you can't build brand reputation and you can't create the positioning of your brand when people can't follow what you're doing. Right? Yeah. And again, that's just the difference between a novice entrepreneur versus an advanced one that understands that having a brand reputation that precedes you and building a world-class program coupled with a world-class brand where people from around the globe know you, right? Your reputation precedes you is everything. Yeah. And a lot of people think that if they add more complexities to the business, they add more layers to the business, they keep adding more programs to what they do, that they're going to be more successful because they're going to quote unquote capture more of the market. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I would say to everyone instead is less is more, focus, build a brand reputation, create a reputation that precedes you, be consistent and frequently offer the same thing over and over again so that you can become known for what you do. And that is going to accelerate your growth massively.
Yeah. And I love that you called it entrepreneurial ADD because it really, I mean, especially maybe it's like a rite of passage because I definitely was in that camp. And I think for me, a lot of that and a lot of pivoting and the ADD and the new introduction came because I didn't have the discipline to stick through with like one offer when I perceived it, you know, it was a quote unquote failure, right? So the uncomfortableness made like one, it made me want to pivot. And ever since joining your program, I've stuck with the one offer, the one way. And it's been amazing, not just from like a business standpoint, but the way that I've been able to show up and really lean into the students that are inside the program. And it's this one consistent program. So you're not mentally having to shift gears between this one and then that one. So yeah, that's amazing. Your big thing is the live launch method, which I would love for you to share a little bit about that as well here in just a moment. How did it come about that you really started, okay, this is what we're going to lean into. And was it always that way in the beginning, or how did you realize that like the live launch is, you know, something that you guys are going to kind of anchor in? Because I'll say my fair share of like, I love the live launch. I think, and I'll share why in just a minute after you kind of explain it, but yeah, it's amazing. So I would love for you to tell us your story and how you came to the live launch method.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the live launch method was never designed as something to bring to the market. It was actually our frustration and failure launching over and over and over again. That led to the development of the live launch. So the live launch has become like this global phenomenon because I think what happened was we discovered wasn't working for us. We worked really, really hard to figure out what could work for us. when it started working for us in such magnitude so quickly, we realized, you know, that, oh my gosh, like this is what we need to be teaching our people. There's no better way to grow. There's no easier way to grow. There's no faster way to scale. And when we had that realization, we were like, okay, like this is what we're bringing to the market, right? Because I always say, teach what you know. So I think that's where entrepreneurs get themselves into trouble. They're like, well, what should I teach? What should I put in my course? What should I put in my program? What should I do? And it's like, no, that's not how this works, right? Teach what you know. Teach what's working for you. Teach what is so innate. People see me on camera teaching a live lunch and they're like, do you use a teleprompter? How do you teach for 9 hours? You know, and you know, not use notes. And I'm like, because when you teach what you know, you don't need to follow notes. Right? And I think that's a huge mistake that entrepreneurs make, is that they're like stretching and reaching. So we failed. I had so many launches where we were losing money, falling flat on our face. I was embarrassed because I was teaching people how to grow business and yet we weren't launching successfully, which was super embarrassing. And finally, we just were like, we're throwing this all out and we're doing this our own way and we're just going to make up a new version. We had no idea what was happening or what was going to happen or what the results would be. But like I said, we did it once and we were like, holy crap. And then we did it again. And then we did it again. And then finally we were like, okay, this is it. Like, this is the breakthrough. And, you know, what I said to myself was, okay, I'm a good business person. I've done multi-million dollar deals. I've led teams to break record after record in a Fortune 500 setting. I know that if I'm struggling this much with launching these other ways, that I can't be the only person struggling with this. That's why they always say that your perfect avatar is probably you 3 to 5 years ago. Well, there's a reason for that, because it's who were you before you know what you know now. Yeah. Go find those people, go teach them what you now know, go help them get the results that you're getting now, right? And it's instead of you having to come up with what you're going to teach or figure out how you're going to help people, it's really just a transparent sharing of what's working for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that you reinforce that too, because sometimes we think that like, oh, it's too easy if it's who I was 3 to 5 years ago, as if that's cheating, right? Like, I can't possibly have my avatar be me 3 to 5 years ago. That's way too easy sometimes. What with the live launch, can you tell us a little bit about what the live launch method is exactly?
Yeah, definitely. So the live launch method is just a massive simplification of every launch model that's ever been developed. And it's essentially a, you know, workshop that you bring people through that allows them to learn from you in an active versus passive setting. The vast majority of launch models out there teach you to teach one-sided, meaning it's you talking at your audience, whereas the live launch actually engages the audience in a two-way exchange, gets them taking action, helps them actually get results and create a breakthrough while they're working through this free workshop with you. And so naturally, once momentum is created, you want to continue that momentum. And so when people start getting results with you and they realize, oh my gosh, I've only known this person for, you know, 5 days, and yet I'm getting better results with this person for free than the person that I just spent $20,000, $30,000, whatever dollars to get help from. You know, they're going to naturally want to move into working with you over the long term. So the live launch is basically a free workshop. It's 4 pillars that are taught consecutively. You teach live on camera the same day, same time every day for 9 days. The first 4 days you're teaching, you pivot, and then you move into the invitation to join your program. And it's wildly effective. We've had people do in excess of $300,000 in sales in their very first month, their very first time doing a live launch, which is crazy. And what I always say to my clients is, don't take it for granted, because they're literally doing in 1 month what took us 7 years. And I say that to my team every single day, because every day I see the team posting these pop the champagne celebrations for our clients. Oh, so-and-so just did a 6-figure launch. I'm like, let me remind you guys that we were launching for 5 years before we did our first 6-figure launch. And it was only when we developed the live launch method and started using it for ourselves that we were finally able to start seeing those results. And yet our clients come in and they can do that in 1 month. And that is the power of the live launch method. It is insane.
Yeah, that is, and that is insane and amazing. And that was one of the things that attracted me to the program that you have for Unstoppable Entrepreneurs, because after experiencing the live launch, it was like, okay, there's a completely different way to launch your offer, whether it's a one-on-one offer, a certification, a group coaching program, whatever that looks like, in a way that is more fluid, less tech, more connection, and even having students be able to do homework inside the Facebook group was just amazing. And like, I love it because I'm in it to, I love coaching. And so that gave that extra ability to coach. And then also to one of the things that from your program is figuring out the offer and having it extend to 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. And that was something new to me that I hadn't really been exposed to, but yet works so well, I feel like, with my my group of students and where they're at, especially because a lot of them are starting from the ground up and building a business from the ground up and expecting $100,000 sales in like an 8 week program was really challenging. And so changing it to a 12 month 360 hands-on program was also a game changer for us that She Did It Her Way, because it really feels like it's the ability to then truly support the entrepreneur that's building their business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, most people price very short term and very low dollar, and they sabotage their success out of fear, bottom line. And there is like an epidemic amongst entrepreneurs that they devalue what they do. I think a lot of the people that teach course building have created this mentality of short-term, quick win, low dollar, and that is not a recipe for sustainability. So we focus instead on teaching entrepreneurs how to move from being a pit stop on someone's success journey to being their final destination, being their mentor, their trusted advisor, the person that they want to spend the rest of their life learning from and working with. And that takes time. That takes time. And so the reason why we want people running programs that are 12 months is that we want to allow your client to work with you for long enough to get such a huge transformation and such a magnitude of results that they're never going to want to disconnect from that. It changes their life forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's amazing. When is your next live launch?
Our next live launch. So we're actually launching a kind of new offer at the end of September, which is the Idea to Income Bootcamp, which is for our Launchpad offer, which is like a readiness. Nice. It's like a readiness program because, you know, the Unstoppable program, you know,
it's pretty robust.
It is super intense. You know, I always say train for your business like an athlete trains for a sport. It's like training for business Olympics. But we developed a readiness program to help people get to that point. So in September, we're doing something called the Idea to Income Bootcamp to help people get started with the work that we do in Launchpad, which is actually helping people get their first handful of first few clients. And then in December, we'll go back to the live launch workshop in the Tribe of Unstoppables.
That's amazing. What, a couple questions for you on, you know, what's a problem that you have experienced recently in your business? Like a problem that you experienced, let's say in 2015 versus a problem you've experienced today, and how have they changed?
Oh my gosh. let me count the ways.
Yeah.
You know, I just did a podcast on this, you know, we added 30 people to our team in the last 12 months.
That's amazing.
And so we have literally had to redo every single element of the company, every single thing. What works when you have three people, which is where we were just a year and a half ago, does not work with 30, surprisingly. I guess the problems that we faced in 2015, I'm trying to even think back to that time. I would say the problems that we faced in 2015 were completely different because in 2015, we didn't have a live launch. So we were still selling primarily one-to-one. And so I think our biggest challenge in 2015 was the ability to scale because we were still driving the business growth through one-to-one consultations, which by the way works. We got to the $1 million mark in the company that way, but it's very difficult to scale rapidly one-to-one. right? So the problems that we face now are much more due to the complexities of the magnitude of scale when you're moving a body of 35 people and trying to have everyone operate in unison and communicate in different divisions and departments and teams and leaders and personalities and skill sets. You know, that's just completely different than the challenges that you face when you're in the initial building process, when you're literally still focused on trying to get clients. Like our problem is no longer how do we get clients, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But so how, what would you, you know, looking back and even in the, in your journey as an entrepreneur, where do you feel like you've really grown the most yourself?
I think the journey of entrepreneurship requires you to grow in every way. Mm-hmm. I think I've grown in every possible way. I think that entrepreneurship, I'm sure you've heard this before, is like the greatest personal development exercise of all time.
Oh my gosh, I just said that in my solo cast this week. Yes, yeah. I totally agree. It makes you come face to face.
You can't grow as a CEO. You can't grow as a business owner. You can't grow your company unless you grow. You are the cap to your company. So, you know, I think I've grown in every area, from my strategy skills to my leadership skills to my level of like flexibility and ability to pivot and deal with complexities and manage details. I think that it just forces you to grow in every way. You can't, the business won't grow unless you do, right?
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. What, tell us a little bit, kind of shifting into, so we moved away, well, not moved away from business, but we talked about the business and the operations, shifting into a little bit more of your role as the CEO, not only for like Unstoppable Entrepreneur and all the other programs that you have, but also Give Her Courage. So how do you, you know, start your morning, and what does a typical day look like? Is there some sort of ritual that you do that's like a non-negotiable in your daily routine?
Yeah. Well, coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee,
amen to that.
Non-negotiable, water, coffee. You know, I try to get in a little bit of a moment of meditation, peace, reflection before I start my day. That's depending on how aggressive the schedule is for the day. But I would say the biggest thing is just discipline. You know, my level of discipline on a scale of 1 to 10, my level of discipline is a 12. And that's how you create hyper growth in a company. And, you know, especially, you know, if I look at the way that we've built the company with an exceptional team, with a strong leadership team, with a sustainability factor built into the client base and how we run the programs, you know, if I didn't have a second company that I was running today, I could easily be working part-time 3 days a week or less, managing the coaching company, and it would still grow. And so I think that having discipline around being ruthless with your time is incredibly important. And that means also being committed to do what needs to be done, even when you don't feel like doing it. Right. Mm. And so, you know, I think that's really, really important, because I think our idea when we have these stars in our eyes of what it's going to be like to be a 7 or 8 figure CEO is very different from the reality of the magnitude of weight that carries. You know, every decision that I make impacts 35 people, their families, their children. And so I'm not making decisions anymore like it's not about me. Like nothing is about me anymore. It's completely focused on kind of the safety and security and well-being of the company, the team, you know, the staff, the clients, you know. And so you definitely have to get very selfless to get to that level and maintain it, because otherwise you simply won't make the right calls. You won't make the right judgment calls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What, and that makes so much, and I think to your point, sometimes it can be this fantasizing of what we think a multi-six, multi-seven figure business owner's life looks like.
Yes.
And what the reality is, and kind of going back to like, make 6 figures in 6 weeks is like, wait a second, hold the phone. There's so much that goes into it. Like, we've got to dial it back. We've got to really get and like understand what we need to do in order to make that happen. So I'm like, I totally agree with that. A couple of rapid fire questions as we kind of land the plane here. What is something in your life that is a non-negotiable aside from coffee?
Time with Madison, coffee. Yes. Madison. Yeah. I mean, she's definitely number one. And so, you know, my husband and I have worked really hard together as a team to make sure that she could be number one. You know, even down to like why we decided not to have more kids and decided to focus our life the way that we have, you know, so that in times like this, for example, it's a global pandemic. We didn't want to send our daughter into school wearing a mask 8 hours a day and having plastic dividers between her and her classmates. Mm. And because of the business and the sacrifices that we've made and the way that things have been designed, we were able to say, you know what, we're going to keep her home this year. We're going to do cyber skill. We're going to bring in a Spanish tutor. We're going to, you know, build in extracurriculars and play cohorts and, you know, all sorts of other things to make that possible. But, you know, I think that that kind of stuff is really important, and the sacrifices then allow for those types of decisions.
Yeah. What is a quote that you live by or a mantra?
Same quote since like 20 years ago, be the best that you can be in everything that you do.
I love it. And what is the best $100 or less purchase someone can make in their business?
Ooh, a podcast mic.
Yes.
Yes.
Get that podcast mic, get on those interviews, yes. get interviewed. Yes. Yes. I love it. This, Kelly, has been absolutely amazing. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. It's an absolute honor to have you on She Did It Her Way podcast. Is there anything else that you would like to share with my listeners that we haven't already talked about yet?
No, I mean, I think the biggest thing is start from where you are with what you've got, do it imperfectly, and have fun along the way. I think that's the biggest thing. And if 2020 has taught us nothing else, give yourself grace and just do the darn thing, right?
Yes, so much can happen in such a short amount of time, that is for sure. Yes. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Kelly. We'll be sure to link all of your information in our show notes on our website. You guys can head on over there, shedidithowaypodcast.com, and we'll see you next week. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidithowaypodcast.com, where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.